Blog Talk Radio.
Be still and know.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. There is no other. Well, good afternoon. It is a beautiful day here in San Antonio, Texas. The weather is just gorgeous. It's just still. You can just let the windows up, just get some refreshing air throughout the house. And it's just a wonderful time before the heat actually comes in and we have to get back to the air. But for now, we're just enjoying this time. So how is it where you're at? What's your weather like? Are you in the rain? If you are, I pray that you're safe, and I pray that all of your needs are provided. I know that there are a lot of different people in the northeastern part of the country. But the United States is going through a lot of water right now. It's a lot of rain and a lot of power outages right now. And we just come thanking God for your safety and continuing to pray for you and that all of your needs be met throughout this situation. Remember, there is nothing that get past God. It is nothing that he does not know about. And it's a setup just to see some of the things of how you will turn to him. The most important thing is to remember that through it all, you still can turn to him. You have him for your love. You have him for your security. And he knows your needs. And he knows the situation that you may be going through. Even as far as down in Atlanta, I know that you're getting rain also. So God blessings over you and you and you and you, all of those in need of that. We also come thanking God and praying and just continuously praying for the ones that are going through the tsunamis. And we're having all kind of different unexpected weather issues. According to the word, we should not be so shocked by these things. Is that right? All right. So, but we stay in prayer for those different situations, for the tsunamis and for the earthquakes. And we're still in prayer and thanking everyone who is reaching out for all of the ones in need, for whether it's Argentina, whether it's the Haiti, whether it is the ones that are just going through different situations with the weather right now we're speaking of. We just thank God for you reaching out, that you're listening to your heart and to your spirit and then doing something about it, then acting on it, and not just hearing about it and planning on doing something, because time will get away from you and you still find yourself that you still have not contributed in any shape, form, or fashion. So we thank you for taking out the time that when God placed it on your heart to move, to do something, that you understand that timing is important and you do it then, that you don't wait. Because what you have, someone is waiting on. What you have in your possession, someone is needing. Someone's prayers is being answered by our Father through your giving. Can we say that one more time? Someone's prayers are being answered by God through your givings. So when he places it in your spirit, whether it's a word and he says, go tell my child this word, if he says, go speak at this different occasion, whatever it is, if he says, give money-wise, if he says, give the clothes, go clean out your closet of things that you're no longer in need of. I'm not talking about the rags, but I'm talking about those outfits you know that you still have a tag on, the outfits that you said, but I paid this much money for. If he says, give, let's learn to be obedient and give in those situations. Giving is the key thing to getting you where you need to be. Remember, to find true joy in your life, you must first learn to serve and respect and honor and be obedient to Jesus. Hallelujah. And then you must be able to follow through with the word that he has given you that will produce more joy by you helping others. He said, do you love me? Then the answer is, feed my sheep. Hallelujah. Feed my sheep. So reaching out from amongst my four and no more, but going out amongst that. Who are my sisters? Who are my brothers? Who are the ones that are in my family? believe me, sisters and brothers, if you're still looking at it, just the ones that is that you grew up with, if it's still just the ones that's right there by you, I want you to stretch out beyond that, because the world says that that is just your family, but God says we are our brothers and sisters. That means you and you and you and you. You are my sister, and I should love you just as dearly as I do the ones that I grew up with. I should love my brothers and just the same. I should respect people, because we are all sisters and brothers in the kingdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So then once you respect and learn to obey and follow through the plans of Jesus Christ, and then it is our joy comes from getting those things that he has given in our spirit and acting on them by helping out others. And then God will take care of you. Hallelujah. God will take care of you. Always. Not just sometimes. Always. God will never leave you. And God will never forsake you. He's always there, always has been, always will be, and he's right there right now in the midst of your situation. Hallelujah. Someone is very excited right now, and you're doing some exciting things in your life, and you're just on cloud 10, and you're just patting yourself on the back from getting yourself to the situation or where you're at or what you're doing right now, but it's not so much about you getting yourself there. It's so much, too. All the praise and the honor goes to, thank you, Jesus, for allowing me, giving me the knowledge to get here, giving me the strength to even be in good health to get myself here once I have achieved whatever it is of why you're doing what you're doing. You know who I'm speaking to, because the Holy Spirit is speaking to you right now, too. So you understand exactly what I'm trying to say. So God bless you and God keep you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We want to start today with a prayer and just saying, thank you, Lord Jesus, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You said that we can bring all of our requests to you. Dear Father, we can lay them down at the altar. Dear Father, and we can rest assured that our everything, our concerns, dear Father, is taken care of. We're not built to take on the worries and the stress that we pick up throughout our days with our jobs and all the decisions that need to be made on that job. And then we're trying to pray in this economy that we keep our jobs. And then we have to sometimes feel like that we're going out of our way to do the wrong thing, to try to be in the right way. But God said we don't have to do that. So we thank you, Lord Jesus, that we don't have to bend, that we don't have to bow down to sin, but that we can earnestly live through you, your righteousness. And then when we have those concerns, we bring those to you. And we thank you for being here for us, dear Father. Oh, and I thank you as we go through today and we hear about the sickness in our bodies and our families' bodies and near and far and the different things that's going on in different homes and different ministries. And we look at the world and the world throws this and that in our face. And by the end of an hour of a day that you have blessed us with, dear Father, it can turn us around and get us deterred if we don't look and learn to your obedience and go by your word. And your word said we don't have to do that. So we thank you, Jesus, for the opportunity to just call on your name. Just call on your name. Anywhere I'm at, just call on your name. I just thank you, Lord Jesus. Dear Father, I ask that I may decrease and you may increase and speak to your people. Give them what you would have them to do, what you would have them to say, where you want them to go. This is your word. The word is going to do somebody really good today. Really, really good in the word is what's going to be today. We are spreading your good news. I give you praise, honor, and glory. We magnify your name. In Jesus' name, we invite you to take control. Take control right now. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Spreading the good news. Have you ever wondered how to share the good news of salvation? How to share the good news of salvation? Have you ever wondered
with whom that you should share your faith. Who should you share your faith with? It was a young lady today, and she was telling me that she had had the opportunity. She said she went this weekend, and she was able to go and pray. And she said, I actually went to a synagogue, and I prayed this weekend. And she said it felt good. And I was telling her, I said, baby, I said, that's wonderful. But do you understand that you have a clear connection that even wherever you're at, you can go into prayer? And I told her, once you build up a relationship, you know, that same feeling that you got there, anytime you talk to the Father, anytime you're in His presence, you're supposed to come away different. I told her, I said, sweetheart, I sit here at my desk, and I'm in prayer. The decisions that I make for what I give to you is because I've been in prayer about it. And she looked at me with such concern, and she said, I've never heard anyone say that. I know that when you can, you go to the synagogue and pray. And then she told me, she said that she was, she believed in God, but she was there waiting on the Messiah. Hallelujah. What an opportunity. What an opportunity to spread the good news to someone today. Hallelujah. What an opportunity to not push and force, but to just let God reveal Himself to His people. To His people. Hallelujah. What an eye-opening experience it was just for this young lady. Can you imagine what it would be like for you and you and you when you open up the Word and just open up your mouth, open up your life, and just start to live your life before men, that they may see your good works, that they may ask you, what is it that you're doing? What is it that I can do to be saved? How is it that you're able to do this and do that and still have a smile, to still live that life? Hallelujah. That's what we're called to do. That's what we're called to do. And I understand that sometimes the situations can be kind of difficult. You don't know how to approach it. But this is God's word. This is about Him. Why not ask Him, God, I know I should say something in this situation. I know that they're yearning. I know that they're seeking for you. I know that they're lost and know not that it's you. Hallelujah. But why? I know this is my, what should I say? Use me. Let me open my mouth and you do the speaking. Spreading the good news. We're going to read today. If you want to go ahead and get your swords ready, we're going to be in the book of Acts, chapter 8, and then we're going to move on to Colossians, and that's going to be chapter 4. So if you want to go ahead and bookmark those right after the scripture, we will be getting started. Hallelujah. So right after the scripture, we will start with that. Our scripture today is coming from Isaiah 61. Isaiah 61. Hallelujah. And we start with verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. The Lord has anointed me, hallelujah, to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captive. This is good news. Bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Hallelujah. Isn't this a good day to be set free? Today is a good day to be set free. Well, He has set me. He has anointed me. to do just that for you through his word. Chapter 2, Isaiah 61:2 says to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. This is the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. So now if you fall in this category, you have something wonderful waiting for you. Will you accept it? He tells us in his words that this is the acceptable year of the Lord. Will you accept this is your year? That God can move and change your life for you. Will you accept in this year that you're going to give it your all, that you're going to surrender everything and start fresh? Hallelujah. No matter of your age, that's one of Satan's tricks, to have you hide behind your age. But I'm only this age. But I'm only this age. Well, I'm too old. Well, I'm too young. God said, "Who I am, who I am. I use you however you want to be used. I will give you whatever measure that you're ready to receive." Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 3, Isaiah 61:3. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for their ashes. It's an even exchange. To exchange beauty for your ashes. The oil of joy for mourning. You see that exchange? The oil of joy for your mourning. And then the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. The garment of praise. We can just wrap yourself up in it. Hallelujah. That they might be called trees of righteousness. Walking tall, trees of righteousness. The planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. That he might be glorified. That he may get all the glory. That in the midst of whatever you're going through, that you still can walk around with a garment of praise. That you still might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, and give glory to the kingdom. God is glorified. And they shall build the old wastes. They shall rise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations. And strangers shall stand and feed your flocks. And the sons of the aliens shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. Hallelujah. Just a little bit on that. That's Isaiah 61:1-5. People, you don't know. You're going to go to your mailbox and receive things in the mail from people you don't even know. Hallelujah. Gloria Copeland tells a story. She says that she was, they were somewhere at a hotel, and she said that she got this sudden urge for waffles one morning. And she said, Kenneth don't really eat waffles, but she said she does. And she got together some of the people and said, come on, let's go down and have waffles. And she went and talked to the, when they got down to eat, she told them where she wanted to sit. And they had said, okay, that's fine. We can prepare that table for you. By the time that she went up and actually placed her order for what she wanted to eat, someone else had sat in that seat, and they had to put her somewhere else to sit. And she was just like, well, you know, I now we've got to sit way over here. We really wanted to sit there. And when she got to where the new seating was going to be, it was a lady there turned around, and she was weeping. And she handed Gloria something, and she said, God said, give this to you. And it was some precious, it was diamonds and emeralds, two pieces of jewelry. And she said,
Well, you know, she thought at first the lady was crying because she, you know, really didn't want to depart from the jury. And the lady said, no, it's not it, not at all. She said, God told me to give you these rings. She said, but I told him, Gloria Copeland, me give this to Gloria. If this is you really want me to give this to Gloria, have her be at this hotel. Have her be at this precise table near me, and I will give this to Gloria. And she was just overjoyed. The tear was just tears of overjoyment that just to be obedient to God. And he had just worked it out just like he had said it, just like she had said it. You know, a new babe in Christ, and he was just following through to let her know, baby, you are hearing from me. Hallelujah. Being at that right place, that word, you never know what it is, but people from nowhere that you don't even know is going to come and reveal things to you, going to come and hand things to you in the midst of your needs. Hallelujah. You're going to go and you're going to think that you're picking up one thing for your needs, and it's just going to be double that. Hallelujah. Look out for blessings. Always expect a miracle. Wake up in the daytime saying, what can I do to glorify you, God? Hallelujah. Watch him just shower you with his blessings over and over and over again. Just be still and know that he's God. And just spread his word and tell someone else about the gloriness. Just don't get the word in you and get fat on it, but spread the good news. Hallelujah. Let's take a look at Acts. We're going to look at Acts 8, starting at verse 4. And this is something that I really need you to help yourself with. I'm going to lead you to the table and set you down, but I need you to continue to eat so you can have this word, so you can build on this word, so you can get used to this word, so you can be ready to spread the word. Acts chapter 8, we're going to start with the fourth verse. This actually goes on to the 40th verse. So for the sake of time, we're just going to start just a little bit of it. Just do the Philip and Samaria. And we'll let you go ahead on your own and complete the whole chapter of 8, chapter 8 of Acts, okay? Starting at verse 4, and it reads, those who had been scattered preached the word wherever they went. Philip went down to a city in Samaria and proclaimed the Christ there. When the crowds heard Philip and saw the miraculous signs he did, they all paid close attention to what he said. Verse 7. With evil spirits came out of many, and many paralytic and cripples were healed, so there was great joy in the city. Again, please take out the time to go through. Continue to read. Again, the point here being, those who had been scattered preached the word wherever they went. Wherever you go, preach the word. Wherever you are, live the word. Hallelujah. God will use you just like he used Philip. How did he use him? He said, when the crowds heard Philip and saw the miraculous signs that he did, they all paid close attention to what he said. And then evil spirits started to come out of people. People that was paralyzed was no longer paralytic. People that were crippled were no longer cripples. The miraculous signs that Jesus used Philip to touch, to heal his people. Will you allow God to use you today? Will you allow God to use you today? Hallelujah. Really, really interesting.
I emphasize again, please read through Acts 8, the whole chapter. Read about Simon the sorcerer. Read about Philip and the Ethiopian. Candace, who was queen of the Ethiopians. Oh, my goodness. People say that I get so enveloped in the Bible when I get to reading. I can't believe these stories are coming from the Word. Wow, this is like a movie. Hallelujah. God has your instructions, your basic instructions right here in the Bible. Hallelujah. Let's do a little turn. And we're going to go to the right. We're going to go to Colossians. And we're going to do in chapter 4. Hallelujah. And this one right here, we're just going to do a couple verses. But please follow with me. Again, we're going to the right. We were in the book of Acts. So go to the right. And then once you get to Philippians, you know that you're in the area. And then we're going to chapter 4. Chapter 4, starting with verse 5, and reads, be wise in the way you act towards outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Verse 6 says, let your conversations be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. Hallelujah. Let's do it again, starting with verse 5. He says, be wise in the way that you act towards outsiders. If you know that you're still dealing with drinking and you're still trying to get stronger in the Lord and you're studying and you're trying to show yourself worthy and you know that you still haven't overcame that, and then you get a newcomer in Christ, you get a babe in Christ, and that babe in Christ right now, when you invite them over for the word, you know, it's not you. You should not sit there and decide that I'm going to drink with this person. They're watching you. When your people from work invite you out, you should not sit there and drink with them. Because God is not going to, when God asks you to minister to them, the enemy will harden their hearts that they can't hear from you. Because they're going to throw it right back in your face. That the first time that you say something to them about controlling some area of their life, of living the life that they're speaking about, they're going to remind you of the life that you're living. They're going to remind you of the parent that they see you being before your child. Hallelujah. They're going to be the first one to remind you. But the Bible already tells us to keep ourselves unspotted from the world. Let your conversations be always full of grace. Always full of grace. Seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. That means just being prepared. Always ready, so you don't have to take out time and prepare to get ready to speak God's word. Always ready to have God in your heart and his spirit speaking through you. So you don't have to get ready to get caught off guard and be prepared when the questions come to you that you don't know how to answer. But you don't have to prepare for God to speak through you. You're already saying, let me move back. God, you talk to your people. What's the answers that you have for this word, for this person? Hallelujah. You don't have to tell them, well, let me calm down. I'm in an anger mode when someone comes up to you and they're ready. They need prayer. But you fly on off the handle and you're in the flesh or you're intoxicated at this moment, and so you can't pray for them right now. You got to prepare yourself. Always be ready. Always be ready. Hallelujah. Always be ready. And as a preacher, one of the things that they teach you in seminary, one of the things that when you're beginning to go through any kind of minister's classes, they start to remind you, first of all, you should always have a few sermons in your heart at all times. You should always carry, if you're going through script, if you still preach from script, you need to have 3 sermons at least with you at all times. Be ye also ready. Hallelujah. Be ye also ready. Be willing to open up the word and let God just use you to speak to his loved ones, his children, at any time. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word. Write it down. Put it on your walls. Put it somewhere that you're going to remember. It's up to you. You've got to make an effort to instill the word in your heart. Acts chapter 8, Colossians chapter 4, 5 and 6. What are you going to do about it? You hear the word. What are you going to do? You got to make a conscious effort to spread the good news. Now, you're going to come up very shortly after hearing this sermon because you're going to be held responsible. Someone is going to come to you and they're going to have questions. Or you're going to know whenever that time is, and you're going to be responsible. They're going to say something to you that you should respond back by introducing them to the Lord God. Are you going to be ready? This is your time to prepare yourself now. Someone is going to try to engage with you in a conversation that is not according to the scripture, that is not full of grace. You've got to be prepared. Remember in your mind, Colossians 4, 6 tells me to let my conversations be full of grace. To be full of grace. Hallelujah. You got to remind yourself, I need to be wise in the way that I act towards any outsiders. I want to tell them all, but I got to be wise according to the word. And then he will lead you and guide your pathway, and it'll get easier and easier for you. Hallelujah. But don't hold on to it. Just be prepared to spill your news. Let it just flow out of you. Just let the Lord use you, and you will watch it just run over, just spill out of you. You just got to get started. You should be shouting for joy. I'm not saying being spooky, running through the office just shouting. But in your heart, in your spirit, you're just shouting for joy. Believe me, I'm a witness. They'll see it. They'll see the shout all over you. They'll see the peace all over you. They will see your joy is what they're looking at. Spread your announcements. Don't let it be a surprise to someone that you are a child of God. After all, good news is meant to be shared, right? If you won the lottery, you would refuse to not tell anyone. I know you would. Spread the good news. Even if you didn't open your mouth to tell them verbally, the expression on your face, the way that you walk, the way that you talk, would actually be telling them something. So that is exactly what I'm asking you to do right now. Right now. And just share the good news. Just why hold it? Why strike the best message? Why hold on to that best message that ever known to humanity? This is the best news that's ever been known to humanity. So you've met this Jesus Christ? Spread him on. So you know him personally? Spread it on. And tell your friends, tell your family all about your new friend, all about how he blesses you, all about how he made a way out of no way, all about how it had to be him who brought you out of that grief. You know you was mourning so hard. Hallelujah. How he set your body free from anger, from alcoholism, from pornography. From just lying, from just being overweight, from wrong eating, wrong living. Hallelujah. Tell somebody. Because when you're enjoying God's goodness, people will notice it. It's natural to want to talk about Him. When you're just enjoying God's goodness, it's just natural to want to talk about Him. When your newlywed is married, it's just natural to want to talk about your spouse. When you have a new baby, it's just natural to want to talk about that baby. When you meet Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, as your friend, as your healer, who has assigned angels all around you, encamped all around you to protect you. Hallelujah. Raphael and behind you as your healer. Gabriel as your messenger. Hallelujah. All around you. The Holy Spirit over you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's just natural. It's just natural just to share the good news, just to talk about your Father. Hallelujah. It's refreshing. It just brings a refreshing spirit to you. You ever started talking in a conversation with someone? Sure you have. And you start talking, and then you get to talking about the goodness of the Lord. And at first it may look like this conversation was just going to be hard because you didn't know if you was going to have anything in common with the person, and then you find out that, you know what, we're sisters and brothers. We're sisters and sisters. We have this thing down, and the conversation flows. It's just refreshing when you end your conversation just to know the goodness, just to hear about how He's blessing in someone else's life, just to be able to share with how you are being blessed by the Lord. And just if you shared your latest announcement about your new car, again, your baby on the way, your broken relationship has been restored. The best news ever should always be on the tip of your tongue. It should always be on the tip of your tongue. Even when you are bringing something that is not your best news for the day, when you have to share that with someone, you still should cover it with the best news of the day. Hallelujah. Tell others about the person who's changed your life. Whatever situation that you're speaking of that may be unpleasant, leave it by telling others how that there is a Jesus who can still make a way through this situation. Leave it by telling others that there is a friend that would still be your friend when you're feeling so lonely, when that spouse has walked out on you, when the best friend you thought you ever had lied on you, talked about you, has scandalized your name. Jesus is still that friend. Jesus is still that friend. Won't you tell someone about Him today? Don't push away an opportunity to speak. Don't push away an opportunity to speak of the goodness of Jesus Christ. Of the goodness of Jesus Christ. Jesus' disciples couldn't contain themselves. They heard, they believed, then they told everybody. Can you identify with their energy and enthusiasm? Have you felt the undeniable urge to tell somebody how Jesus changed your life? But you held on to it, that you didn't. You have another opportunity to go around that mountain again. Mark 5:19-20. Mark 5:19-20. And it says, go home to your family and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how He has had mercy on you. So the man left and began to tell the people in the 10 towns about what Jesus had done for him. And everyone was amazed. How many times do we see it in the Bible? That Jesus has did the same thing. He's called out demonic spirits out of people. But the whole town's forever and ever and ever. Only near this man is a crazy man. Living in caves. What a good example. Hallelujah. But he demanded that he come out. And then the man wanted to follow him. But Jesus said, what I need of you to do is go back to your people. Go back to your family. Tell your family what I've done for you. Show them your new walk. Speak to them. Open your mouth. Show them your new tongue. The new way that you talk. Hallelujah. I need them to see exactly the works of me. What it is that I've done through you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's just look again. Mark 5, 19 and 20. Hallelujah. Reading from another version, it says, go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord has done for thee and has compassion on thee. And then the man departed. Hallelujah. And Jesus went on to other cities doing great things Jesus had done. And the man marveled at all of the wonderful and great things that Jesus had touched and healed him, that he had so much to tell. Can you imagine? Can you imagine how you would feel? Hallelujah. What do you think about the people who had, they were blind and God touched? I'm talking about here in real daytime. It's not just healings that he did at the beginning, but God is still in the healing business. Blind is still being able to see. They've given sight to the blind. He is still healing the cripple. Why do we put him in a box and say, well, then, you know, there are only some things now. It's common sense that, you know, the man is blind. He can't see. Who is? We have a big God. That means that your eyes has been put on the problem. Forget about how big your problem is. Think about how big your God is. And I think that's where we fail sometimes. When we hear people, we're scared to spread the news because we don't believe ourselves just how big our God is. We don't understand just the magnitude of his strength, of his mercy, of his love, of his peace, of his comfort. You just don't believe it yourself. So you're kind of a little iffy to tell someone else about God. Because you know that they're going to look at your life and say, do you really believe that? Do you really believe that? And we'll say, yes, I believe it. And then the people think in their minds, well, why aren't you receiving it? Why aren't you trying to live life? Why aren't you more excited about what God is doing to you? Hallelujah. I've saw some of the most angry people who say that they're Christians. And they're saved because they have confessed and they believe in their hearts, but then they go out to worship and to speak to someone else and they're just angry. They look angry. It's no happiness. It's no joy. And so the sinner man said, I have more joy than you have. But you're telling me something? This doesn't sound like good news to me. This sounds like it's something boring to me. Because it's the way that you present it. You're letting your flesh present something that your spirit should be taking control of. Hallelujah. That your spirit should be on fire, leaping with all of the great things that God is doing, has done, willing to do, is doing. Hallelujah, through you and through others. Thank you, Lord Jesus. or personal applications today. Can you think of someone who needs to hear the best message ever? So you've got it now, and you're trying. Think of someone. Someone that you know needs to hear the word. Someone that you know really needs to change their lives. You said, well, they may speak me out. They may even curse me out. It could ruin our friendship. Rely on Jesus. Hallelujah. Rely on Jesus. Forget about you. Move you aside. Let Jesus handle it. Spread the good news. He has anointed you to spread the good news. Hallelujah. He has anointed you to bind up the brokenhearted. Hallelujah. He has anointed you to proclaim freedom for the captive. Hallelujah. Release those that are in prison. He's anointed you, sister. He has anointed you, brother. Not just on Sunday mornings in front of the church people, but your church outside of the church. The church that's inside of you. The church that walks up and down the street to check your mail. The church that's in your job. You know that church inside of you? You got to carry it everywhere. You got to always be prepared. So you don't have to waste time trying to get myself prepared. Hallelujah. Be ready so you don't have to prepare and get ready at all times. The second personal application I ask you to take and ask yourself as you're doing your self-examination, how can you keep your first joy of knowing Jesus fresh and contagious in your life? How can you keep it fresh? The first joy, when you first met the Lord for yourself as your personal Savior, how can you keep your first joy of knowing Jesus fresh? How can you keep it contagious where it just jumps off of you? How can you keep that contagious in your life? How? You've got to continue to read. You've got to continue to worship. You've got to continue to pray. And sisters and brothers, here's a big one. You've got to continue to listen to what he's saying. He has much to reveal to you. You've got to be available to hear from the Lord. And then you've got to be obedient. When you feel it down inside of your spirit and you know that you know that you know that you know. But you wait on it, and you say tomorrow. But your tomorrow just might be today. You got to be prepared, ready. Hallelujah. Don't put off for tomorrow what you could do today. This is your tomorrow. The next hour, the next minute, the next second is not promised to you. Who are you to take it for granted that you're going to be here? Who are you to take it advantage that to say that what he's told you to give to others, that good news, and whatever form that he's asking you to give it in, verbally, clean out your closet, send in some money to a ministry, however, whatever it is, if he's told you to do it, who are you to just take for granted that you're going to be able to do that same thing tomorrow? When you pray, you want God to answer your prayers. You've got to be a blessing to others because God is answering prayers through you. For a more in-depth study, I remind you to go to Matthew 5:13 through 16. Again, it's Matthew 5:13 through 16. I leave you with the words. You've heard the voice whispering your name. I know you have. You felt the nudge to go, and you sensed the urge to speak. I know it's been occurring to you. What is it that you're trying to say to me, God? Are you trying to use me to say your word? If the Bible was being written today, it might be your name in the 8th chapter of Acts. It might be your name in the 8th chapter of Acts. When you read through it, place your name in there. When you go back and read Isaiah 61, instead of saying he has anointed me to spread the good news, go ahead and put your name in there. He has anointed me, Vaughn. He has anointed me, Jimmy, Tammy, Faye, Shalika. He has anointed me, Micaiah, to spread the good news. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. Stay worthy. Show yourself that you're worthy. Hallelujah. Learn the word of God and listen to the word of God, because he is a mighty king. I invite you to join me on our next broadcast as we go over a leader who serves. Have you ever wondered what it really means to be a servant? Have you ever wondered how to serve as Jesus did? A leader who serves. We thank you, Jesus, for your love. Thank you for your power. Thank you for presenting yourself in this broadcast. Thank you for speaking to us and teaching us. And dear Father, I ask you, help us be obedient. Help us learn and do what your word has told us to do. Help us shout out with joy, living the shoutness of joy in our lives on a daily basis. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. You can always reach me at walkwithmegod@aol.com. Anytime that you want, call in here to the broadcast. That number is 652-4916. And if you don't know Jesus in your life, just repeat after me. Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of all my sins. I ask you to cleanse my heart and make me a new person in you right now. I believe that you are the Son of God, and I believe that you died on the cross for me, Jesus. And I want to thank you for loving me enough to die for me. And I accept all that your blood shed bought for me on the cross. And yes, I receive you as my Lord and my Savior. And in your name I pray, amen. Congratulations. You are a new creature in Christ. All things have been. Get in touch with me. Share with me your decision to follow Jesus. If you need any help, I'll be more than happy to send you your Bible, whatever you need. Just know that he is a mighty king. He is mighty. He's a mighty king. Repeat that. God is a mighty king over my situation. God is a mighty king. Hallelujah. God bless us over the settled family, the glove of God, and the loss of their 8-month-old, Tristan James Love. God bless all families of the region. He's still God over it all. Yes, he is. Thank you, Jesus. You are God on the cross and God over hell. Thank you, Father. You were God before man and God when he fell. Yes, I want to sing it down. You are God.
God bless you. God keep you. Until the next time, Jesus loves you. This is Evangelist Von Dumas with Tri Anointed Ministries. And God bless you. We love you. Bye-bye.